Here are two notorious blunders by the CIA. In Afghanistan, back in 2002, a suspected terrorist froze to death in a CIA prison. In 2003, the CIA orchestrated the detention of a German citizen. He disappeared for 5 months of interrogation at a secret prison in Afghanistan, and it turned out the man was not who the CIA thought he was. Well, here's what the Associated Press now reports about those CIA mistakes and others. The officers responsible for them, for some of the agency's most controversial and embarrassing mistakes in the war on terrorism, were not disciplined. In fact, some were even promoted. The story was co-written by AP reporter Matt Apuzzo, who joins me now. Welcome once again.
Thanks for having me.
The program. In either of the cases that I just mentioned, was any disciplinary action taken at all against the CIA officers responsible?
Well, in the first instance you mentioned, the death of the man at the Salt Pit prison, an investigation did recommend discipline for the officer running the prison, said he didn't mean to kill anybody, but he should be held responsible. CIA leadership reviewed that and decided that, no, he shouldn't be disciplined, and his career is advanced. In the second instance, the analyst who really pushed that for that rendition of the wrong man was recommended for discipline, as was the attorney who signed off on it. Leadership looked at it and said, well, you can letter of recommend for the attorney, but we won't discipline the analyst.
So, now, the Associated Press also reported the case of a suspected terrorist who was held in Poland, and a CIA interrogator put both an unloaded gun and what's described as a bitless drill to the man's head. The agency's inspector general called that a mock execution, which, as you write, the U.S. Is forbidden to do. What happened to those involved in that interrogation?
The officer who did the mock execution, as the inspector general called it, did receive a letter of reprimand for that, and he was able to stay on through retirement at the agency. Then came back with a green badge, meaning he's a contractor in the intelligence community, and was actually relatively recently involved in training sort of the next generation of officers.
So the letter of reprimand
Didn't
slow his career. You write that some of this permissiveness comes in response to criticism that was leveled at the agency for having been too cautious in the run-up to 9/11.
Right. There's an inherent tension there between a desire to hold people accountable and also an acknowledgement that spying is a risky business, and you want your officers to be able to take chances. And you don't want, in handing out discipline, you don't want to do anything that's going to encourage people to say, well, next time there's a tough call, I just won't make it. I'll just take the easy way out. You want them to always be taking chances. You want them to be taking risks. That was the knock on the agency after 9/11, is that they were risk-averse. So there's a real reluctance, at least there has been, to do anything that was going to hurt that risk-taking inclination.
Now, when you say that the leadership of the agency overruled recommendations to discipline people, was that the leadership under Director Leon Panetta? And if not, what do they say about all this?
Primarily, we're looking back here at the previous administration and previous directors. It's hard because of the real nature of the CIA being what they do is so secret, it's hard to assess their accountability in real time. But what we've been able to figure out is that that the CIA will say, yeah, we do have a good accountability process. People are held accountable. Officers are fired when they need to be. It's just very hard for us and the public, because of the nature of what they do, to assess that in real time. And that's kind of what we try to do in this story, is shine a light in some of those dark corners.
Well, thanks for talking with us about it. It's Matt Apuzzo, reporter for the Associated Press.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.